The exponential growth of online shopping and express delivery services has brought great convenience to our lives, but it has also generated an abundance of garbage every day. As a result, a latest report says that billions of boxes and billions of meters of tape have been considered as a new type of waste. How much have you contributed to this problem, and is there a way out? Guys, is there just a lot of new garbage that we are making every day because of online shopping and those things?
Yes. I just want to take the quick opportunity to apologize to our Mother Earth. I've been doing so much harm to you. I'm so bad for this. Because the problem is, like, websites like Yihaodian and Taobao, they're so convenient. I can do my shopping on the subway home. We work in West Beijing. Well, I live in East Beijing. I have a 45-minute window with nothing to do. And I just think, well, if I get the shopping done now, don't have to worry about it when I get back. And that's what I do. But the problem is that I've just noticed that I've got rubbish every day, all day. When I walk the dog, there's a box of rubbish. When I go to work, there's a box of... It just never goes away. It's always there. And I think to, you know, pre-Yihaodian days, I didn't have that much rubbish. It just suddenly started accumulating so quickly.
And another issue is that, you know, those e-commerce giants, when they sell things, they don't want to use good quality packages or boxes or parcels. To some extent, that's not recyclable as well. Like, for example, you get parcels from an e-commerce giant or Amazon.com. When you see the boxes, not good quality. So the only way is that you dump the box as soon as possible, and the box will go to the garbage landfill directly. And yeah, that's one thing. Also, when you talk about the recycling business, for if you, you know, who the person on earth would like to recycle this stuff, for example, adhesive tapes, right, or those bad quality boxes.
Exactly.
Right? It's not a profitable business. And government, if the government doesn't want to step in and give those business more subsidies to do this sort of thing, to do this sort of right things, no business will do this.
Okay, but I have a question for you, Lo Yu. When you say bad quality boxes, what are you asking for instead? Is it glamorous 10 box boxes that you can, like,
boxes laced in gold.
Yeah, ooh, shiny. or what are you talking about here?
I'm talking about, well, if the boxes or plastic bags of good quality, at least I can, you know, use it as grocery bags, and my mother will keep it for a long term to, you know, carry with them to go to the grocery stores.
Dude, I seriously doubt you're going to take a box with you every time you go to a grocery store.
But the boxes are very good for storage. You can put a lot of books, for example.
But we buy stuff every week. Eventually, you're going to have enough
for
storage.
You buy stuff every week. I don't buy
it. Do you not eat food every day?
Yes, I eat food.
Do you cook?
I cook.
Where do the ingredients that you cook come from?
Grocery stores.
And that's the problem. People are ordering stuff from grocery stores. That's part
of
the
ordering. I literally go to the supermarket myself.
Oh, dude, you're like a dinosaur. You're one of the few people left who still goes to the grocery store.
Buy grocery stores from Yihaodian.
Yeah, because it's convenient, yeah. And it gives me something to do on the subway.
Carrots, cabbages.
Oh, dude, we've got a great app. I can't remember the name of it, but they send fresh fruit and veg. Really good.
Yeah, I think these are very two different lifestyles, maybe, and I'm kind of with Luo Yu in this regard. I am the dinosaur of dinosaurs, so Luo Yu, don't feel bad at all right?
The big dinosaur. The T-Rex.
Oh, yeah, I like the T-Rex. All right, okay, you're forgiven, Sam. but there's also all this discussion about too much packaging. It's like, you know, when you are ordering stuff, fine, you know, it comes in a box, it's kind of inevitable, but when there's too much packaging that comes with that box, and there's too many layers of scotch tape that's been used to wrap the thing, and there's, like, foil inside, foam inside.
It's a bit much. Foam inside.
I think you have to look at different items. For safety reasons, certain items need to be packaged a bit thicker. I had one example recently of the dude. He came to deliver some stuff, and he asked me if I wanted the box. I said no, and he cut it open, took all the stuff out, and then took the box with him. Now, I don't know if he reused this box or if he sent it to be recycled, but if he did, that's pretty cool. I think that would potentially partially solve this problem.
To some extent.
To some extent, right? Mm. He took the stuff out of the box and then took the box with him.
Oh, it probably can reuse or recycle. Well,
yeah, hopefully it could be reused.
That makes a lot of sense.
I'd only seen the guy do it once, but yeah.
But I think, you know, excessive packaging is quite understandable because those sellers online would like to get 五星好评 from the buyers, right? So excessive packaging means that you pay a lot of attention to the products you're selling to the customers with all those polyfoams inside and excessive packaging. When these products are delivered to customers, they feel very satisfied. And, and to some extent, some of the items you purchase online are very fragile. So with excessive packaging, there's a double guarantee, a warranty for your products.
Yeah, and I think people like to feel that you're being cared of. And and when there's a lot of packaging, and especially when you're buying a very small thing, and there's a lot of packaging.
That's bizarre.
Then it's like, ooh, you know, I've spent, you know, my money's worth, and the seller really cares about this thingy that they're delivering to me, and then the seller gets the 5-star or the crown or
the
whatever.
I'm
new to this. So there is that kind of mentality too, and that's also part of the business that these people are running. And is there any way to change that? I mean, should we?
I mean, there is the expression that less is more. You can make, I personally believe that with a good smile and a nice little uniform and getting to my stuff to me relatively quickly, I can feel like I'm being treated really well, and at the same time not, so I've got a bit of a cold, and at the same time not need that much packaging.
That's a good point, but there's also those delivery guys that are not so responsible about the delivery, and there's also the talk about rough handling of some of the delivery goods, too.
I've had that, too, before. Have you guys ever ordered food, and then you open up all the packaging, and it turns out everything's fallen apart, and it's like...
Looks like Indian curry.
I look at it, and I'm so tempted to chase the delivery guy down the street and claim vengeance. Nothing irritates me more than bad delivery. Well, a few things, but that does irritate me.
So packaging is here to stay, in a way, then?
But I think
is that the case?
No, it can't, because we've got the numbers here. Annual consumption, 16.95 billion meters of adhesive tape, 9.9 billion boxes last year, and this is from tancaoxiaoxi.com. There is so much waste that it has to change. It's not like, oh, it has to. Something has to be done.
The funny yet ridiculous thing that is happening here in delivery industry is that, you know, no matter what sort of measures we take, it doesn't work.
What do you mean by that?
For example, according to this gentleman, whose name is Zhu Lei, Vice President of Qingdao Research Institute at Beijing Institute of Graphic Communication, he argues that in the future, express delivery companies should establish standard delivery packaging systems to avoid excessive packaging. That's a very good idea, but how to supervise them? And most importantly, a lot of the courier companies have been outsourced to or franchised to the third parties, and you don't have any supervision power at all. It is same with the rough handling of the packages. Like in 2013, this rule stipulates that delivery worker can only let the package go out of his hands when there are less than 30 centimeters from the destination. Yet there is not any supervision power in this merger. How can you guarantee that there is, okay, 30 centimeters?
If the guy comes to my door and I have like a ruler handy, like measure, and if he's too far, I'm getting you and suing you.
So all these measures are good, sound very good, but not practical.
Do you know what I did think might work? You guys have when you order water in China, like you have the water cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about.
I'm the dinosaur, I'm the cave girl. I have no response for
dinosaurs
you, sorry.
Dinosaurs drink water too.
From a lake, maybe.
Okay.
I like that sentence.
Okay. And also for the cave girl.
Okay, so when most people in China, because a lot of people here don't trust tap water. I'm going to finish this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because they don't trust tap water, a lot of people here like to order water for a water cooler, and it comes in a big plastic barrel. And the system they have is that when you order more water, they take the old barrel from you and install the new one. Could you not have a similar system for, like, people delivering other goods? So the delivery guy comes and he gives me a box full of goods, and I give him my old box, which he can recycle or get something out of it. Would that system not work here as well?
For doing this, we'll be getting compensation worth 5 yuan if you reuse the boxes or give the boxes back to the courier.
That sounds pretty good.
Hmm.
I think it's 0.5 yuan, because I'm actually one of those people who, well, in my family, we have this... is it kind of like a Chinese way of recycling things that, you know, all newspapers and boxes, paper stuff and plastic bottles, we sort of sell it to this recycle collection guy.
Mm-hmm.
And often it's like maybe 20 kg of stuff we give to him, and in exchange we get like 10 yuan these days. That the
10 yuan is a big money for me.
That's pretty good.
Huh. But I'm talking about 20 kg of stuff. Like a whole gigantic bag of stuff. Yeah,
but that's his business, come on.
It's 10 yuan for stuff you don't use.
You guys are not getting the point at all. Well, anyway, so basically this fare hasn't changed since forever. And I think a lot of people simply don't have the incentive to get this thing, get involved in this way of recycling at all. And then our family, it's simply because we have this habit. Otherwise, I mean, the money is just so minimal. So my point here is, I think, yes, packaging is a problem, but isn't there a way to better recycle or reuse? Here I'm going to use the Japanese example again, because Japanese people are known for beautiful packaging, sometimes excess as well. But they have such a world-class recycling system that I think it's almost incomparable to most countries.
Well, the thing about Japan is it's part of their culture. I mean, I know a lot of language students studied in Tokyo, and they told me the first thing they learned was the names for, like, recycling and burnable rubbish and non-burnable rubbish. Mm. They can't ask for directions in the middle of the road, but they know how to say, like, you know, how to please recycle this for me. It's that important there. And the other example that comes to my mind is, and Hayao might be a better person to speak on this than me, because she's been to the US, but in places like San Francisco, don't you have, like, a very strong recycling culture where you've got bottle-specific bins and paper-specific bins, and It's just part of who they are and how they live their lives. You keep the streets clean. And I think it's a mentality that's quite difficult to adopt, but it seems to be worth it because it's working for places like San Francisco and Tokyo.
I think this is a really good judicator of how civilized a society is and how developed a society is.
Well, I think in China, you know, if there are some companies who like to engage in recycling business, certain amount of subsidies should be given to those companies because the margin is so low, otherwise the companies couldn't break even. And on the other side, training or some sort of social campaign is definitely needed here. When we talk about excessive packaging, right, those sellers, I mean, just let them know that we have to be environmentally friendly, and these excessive packaging is useless to some extent. At the same time, for those couriers and delivery companies, like, please be polite and have your work ethics, you know, be careful with the fragile items. And I think generally the customers will be happy about their service and they're using less packaging stuff. That's what I see.
I agree. I still think it's part of the culture, and I think it's something that, and I'm going to sound like an old man here, it's something you need to teach to kids as well. It's something that you need to grow up with. And again, just going back to the Japan example, I remember last time I was in Tokyo, if I finished like a bottle of water, I'd be scared to put it anywhere but the bin. You'd have the old obasan looking at you like they're about to kill you if you put it in the wrong place. It's got to be part of who you are.